This actually is wonderful because scientists have actually uncovered the neurological basis of itch. We now know what the nerves are that convey itch sensations in the body. Now, we've known for a long time that itching is a nerve sensation. There must be itch-specific nerves in the body, but no one actually knew what they were, because the problem is they appear to be indistinguishable, at least until now, from the nerve cells that convey pain and temperature sensations. But in the journal Science this week, Santosh Mishra and Mark Hoon, who are two researchers at the National Institute of Dental and Craniofacial Research in Bethesda, Maryland, have cracked it. What they did was clever. So they looked in nerve cells, which we couldn't tell whether they were itch or just pain and temperature nerves. And they said, if some of these cells are doing something different, i.e. they're signalling itch sensations, they must have some genes turned on in them that the cells that don't convey itch haven't got. So they compared the genes that were being expressed in these nerve cells, and they found a small subpopulation which had a gene which is called NPPB, and that stands for natriuretic polypeptide B. That's why they call it NPPB largely, and it's turned on in these cells. So then the obvious question is, well, is this the one which subserves itch? So they do some very elegant experiments where they knock out this gene in mice, and the mice become resistant to the things that would normally have us scratching ourselves to death. And then they also couple this chemical to a toxin and inject it. And the idea is that then it will go on to the cells that these itch-sensitive nerve cells normally talk to and turn those off as well. And in this way, they've disentangled the itch pathway. And we now know what the nerve cells are that convey itch. We can identify them. And we know that they talk to second groups of nerve cells in the spinal cord. And those ones then talk to the brain to pass on the itch sensation.
So they've taken the Sherlock Holmes approach. Whatever's left must be the answer. So now that they understand how these itch receptors work, are they able to use it for diseases like eczema, where you get really, really itchy? And I've seen some of my friends sort of scratch themselves till they're bleeding. Is there anything that can be done to switch that itch off for them?
Yes, this does sound, initially when you say, oh, it's just an itch-sensitive nerve cell, a bit trivial. But actually, chronic pruritus, which is what people who have eczema suffer from, is absolutely excruciating. If you think how itchy your eyes get if you have hay fever, for example, or how tickly your nose is when you breathe in some dust, imagine having that all over your body all the time. It is excruciating and frustrating in the extreme. So a way of solving this would be extremely valuable for sufferers. So yes, if we could block this pathway, that would be wonderful. Now, the problem is that, as the name suggests, natriuretic polypeptide B, careful listeners will have realised that there's some words in there that probably relate to diuresis and sodium. And actually, this same chemical is used to control the levels of sodium in the blood in the kidney. And if you deactivate this chemical, then it can have impacts on the way the kidney works and on blood pressure. So although the pharmaceutical company have already got there, and there are drugs on the market, at least in tests and trials, that will block this stuff, you couldn't use them as an itch treatment because they would have devastating effects on people's other physiological processes. So instead, what Mark Hoon is saying, and I phoned him up and spoke to him today, is that we'll have to find some other drug that is nerve cell selective. And if we could do that and block this pathway, then you've got a way of cracking the itch nut.
So you've got a difficult task ahead.